1 Esdras, chapter 9. Then Esdras, rising from the court of the temple, went to the chamber of Jonas the son of Eliasib, and lodged there, and did eat no bread nor drink water, mourning for the great iniquities of the multitude. And there was made proclamation in all Jewry and Jerusalem to all those who were of the captivity, that they should be gathered together at Jerusalem, and that whoever met not there within 2 or 3 days, according as the elders that bear rule appointed, their cattle should be seized to the use of the temple, and himself cast out from the multitude of those who were of the captivity. And in 3 days were all they of the tribe of Judah and Benjamin gathered together at Jerusalem. This was the 9th month, on the 20th day of the month. And all the multitude sat together trembling in the broad place before the temple because of the present foul weather. So Esdras arose up and said to them, "You degree have transgressed the law and married strange wives to increase the sins of Israel. And now make confession and give glory to the Lord, the God of our fathers, and do his will, and separate yourselves from the heathen of the land, and from the strange women." Then cried the whole multitude, and said with a loud voice, "Just as you have spoken, so will we do. But forasmuch as the multitude is great, and it is foul weather, so that we can't stand without, and this is not a work of 1 day or 2, seeing our sin in these things is spread far, therefore let the rulers of the multitude stay, and let all them of our habitations that have strange wives come at the time appointed, and with them the rulers and judges of every place, till we turn away the wrath of the Lord from us for this matter." Then Jonathan the son of Azael and Ezekias the son of Thocainus accordingly took the matter upon them, and Mesolamus and Levi's and Sabbatius were assessors to them. And those who were of the captivity did according to all these things. And Esdras the priest chose to him principal men of their families, all by name, and on the new moon of the 10th month they were shut in together to examine the matter. So their cause that held strange wives was brought to an end by the new moon of the 1st month. And of the priests that were come together, and had strange wives, there were found, of the sons of Jesus the son of Josedek, and his kindred, Mathalas, and Eleazar, and Joribus, and Jodanus. And they gave their hands to put away their wives, and to offer rams to make reconciliation for their error. And of the sons of Emma, Ananias, and Zabdias, and Manes, and Samias, and Hireel, and Azarias. And of the sons of Phershur, Elionas, Masias, Ishmael, and Nathaniel, and Osidlus, and Siloas. And of the Levites, Jozabdus, and Semes, and Coleus, who was called Coletus, and Pateus, and Judas, and Jonas. Of the holy singers, Eliasibus, Bacchoas. Of the gatekeepers, Salamis, and Tolbanes. Of Israel, of the sons of Phoros, Hermas, and Yathias, and Melchias, and Milas, and Eleazar, and Asebas, and Banias. Of the sons of Ella, Mathanias, Zacharias, and Jezreelis, and Oabdias, and Hiremoth, and Edias. And of the sons of Zamoth, Eliadas, Eliasimus, Othonias, Jeremoth, and Sabbathus, and Zardias. Of the sons of Bebai, Joannes, and Ananias, and Jozabdus, and Amathus. Of the sons of Mani, Alamus, Mamachus, Jedeus, Jazubas, and Jasilus, and Hiremoth. And of the sons of Adi, Narthus, and Musius, Lacunus, and Nidus, and Mathanias, and Sesthal, Balnus, and Manasseas. And of the sons of Annas, Elionas, and Azias, and Melchias, and Sabius, and Simon Chosamius. And of the sons of Asom, Maltanias, and Mattathias, and Sabanias, Eliphalat, and Manasses, and Seme. And of the sons of Bani, Jeremias, Momdis, Ismirus, Jul, Mamdai, and Pedias, and Anos, Carabasian, and Enesibus, and Mamnetomenus, Eliasus, Banus, Eliali, Sumais, Selemius, Nathanias, and of the sons of Azora, Sesis, Ezrael, Azaelus, Samartus, Zambri, Josephus. And of the sons of Numa, Mazishas, Zabadeus, Edios, Jul, Banaeus. All these had taken strange wives, and they put them away with their children. And the priests and Levites, and those who were of Israel, lived in Jerusalem, and in the country, on the new moon of the 7th month, and the children of Israel in their habitations. And the whole multitude were gathered together with one accord into the broad place before the porch of the temple towards the east, and they said to Esdras the priest and reader, "Bring the law of Moses, that was given of the Lord, the God of Israel." So Esdras the chief priest brought the law to the whole multitude both of men and women, and to all the priests, to hear the law on the new moon of the 7th month. And he read in the broad place before the porch of the temple from morning to midday, before both men and women, and all the multitude gave heed to the law. and Esdras the priest and reader of the law stood up upon the pulpit of wood, which was made for that purpose. And there stood up by him Mattathias, Samus, Ananias, Azarias, Urias, Ezekias, Balshemus, upon the right hand, and upon his left hand, Phaldias, Misael, Melchias, Lothasubas, Nabarias, Zacharias. Then took Esdras the book of the law before the multitude, and sat honorably in the first place before all. And when he opened the law, they stood all straight up. So Esdras blessed the Lord God Most High, the God of armies, Almighty. And all the people answered, Amen, and lifting up their hands they fell to the ground, and worshipped the Lord. Also Jesus, Annas, Sarabias, Iodinus, Jacobus, Sabbatius, Autaeus, Myannas, and Kalitas, Azarias, and Jozabdus, and Ananias, Phalias, the Levites, taught the law of the Lord, and read to the multitude the law of the Lord, making them withal to understand it. Then said Atarates to Esdras the chief priest and reader, and to the Levites that taught the multitude, even to all, this day is holy to the Lord. Now they all wept when they heard the law. Go then, and eat the fat, and drink the sweet, and send portions to those who have nothing, for the day is holy to the Lord, and be not sorrowful, for the Lord will bring you to honor. So the Levites published all things to the people, saying, This day is holy, be not sorrowful. Then they went their way, every one to eat and drink, and make merry, and to give portions to those who had nothing, and to make great cheer, because they understood the words wherein they were instructed, and for the which they had been assembled.